Christian Morrow is an associate professor of science and medicine at Bond University. He's been researching the biological effects of chili. He's somewhat of a chili expert. Hello to you, Christian.
Thanks for having me, Dominique.
What's the science behind the burn that we feel when we eat chili?
So this comes from an active compound called capsaicin. And capsaicin lives around the seeds of the chili. And it tricks our body into thinking that we've been burnt. So it's not an actual burn, it's a trick. So the receptors and the nerves fire off, and you start to actually respond as if you were burnt. Your body tries to cool yourself down. So you end up with sweating, a bit of pain, a bit of redness. And it's one of those activities that can be quite fun, but on the other hand, it's an interesting response. So it's a trick into thinking that we're being burnt.
So when it feels like your mouth is burning, you're sweating, your stomach is turning, what's actually happening in your body?
So it's just the receptors being tricked. We don't know why this occurs. One of the theories perhaps is that it was a way to ward off mammals. And so by having it feel like it's burning, the chili plant then was less likely to be eaten by mammals. And so other things like birds or insects, which can travel the seeds further and wider, were less prone to being or didn't notice the burning. So it was one of those things that perhaps it was there to ward us off. And it's only now as humans that we have a morbid fascination with the feeling of burning. It's quite a new thing. So there's something interesting about it. And this is a huge market. I mean, the global hot sauce market is growing. $2.71 billion is the estimated current market. And then in the next 10 years, they're looking at going even bigger, even doubling, as more of us enjoy this chili burn. So it's probably there as a warning to ward us off. But now we know there's no serious harm. It's something fun that we can experience and enjoy in moderation.
It's a bit sadistic, don't you think?
It's a strange fascination that something that was meant to, we were not meant to enjoy it in nature, and yet we have an interesting enjoyment with it. Now, of course, if you have a bit too much, you can have some things like nausea, vomiting, eye pain, diarrhea, whatnot, a bit of headache. So there is a little bit of that discomfort if you have too much. But most of this stems from the fact that your body either being oddly maladjusted to the heat if you're not used to it, or going above your tolerance threshold. So that's something which we always recommend. You stay in your tolerance threshold, stay in moderation.
Some people, I mean, they can tuck into a habanero chili with no problems at all, and some people are strictly butter chicken on the menu when they go to an Indian restaurant. So why are some people more sensitive to spice than others?
There's two. One is genetics. There's a clear genetics into how many of these receptors you have, and so how much of a response you'll have. The other then is tolerance. And so the more that you eat, the more you tend to take, so the more heat you can tolerate. And this is because over time, the pain nerves and the nerves that actually respond to capsaicin actually die out and they become less sensitive. And this can be used. So something, for example, like if you have a painful or an overactive bladder, one of the treatments is to flush the bladder, the urinary bladder, full of a capsaicin or chili or a similar compound called resiniferatoxin, and that actually causes the nerves to completely sort of become desensitized, and it alleviates the pain for quite some time. There's also capsaicin creams, which can be used as a bit of an anesthetic. So we can use this to help nerves die out and feel less pain. In regards to enjoying a moderate amount of chili, the more you eat, the more you can tolerate over time because the nerves become less sensitive.
Christian Morrow is my guest. He's an associate professor of science and medicine at Bond University and somewhat of a chili expert. He's been researching the science of spice recently. So, Christian, when you do tuck into a bit too much chili, what are the best ways to stop the burning sensation? Is it chugging a litre of milk?
Well, milk is one thing because it can help dissolve the oily component sometimes in the chili. So water and oil don't always mix. Milk can help. But the best way to do it, actually, is the capsaicin, the component, is alkaline. And so having something acidic actually helps neutralise it. So two things that can help. Before you have the chili, eating a lot of potato chips or carbohydrates can actually help line the mouth lining, puts a little bit of layer of carbohydrate around, which means you can probably eat more without having too many receptors activated. And then after you eat it, neutralizing that alkaline. So having something acidic like a lemon squash or a can of soft drink, something acidic. And that's a bit of a trick. If your friends are daring you to drink or eat quite a hot chili, a bit more than you used to, then coating your mouth with some potato chips first and then having a quick drink instantly with some acidic drinks or a soft drink is one little trick way to minimize the impact.
There you go. Christian, where do you sit on the chili scale?
I enjoy it. I really like a bit of chili. And there is one thing that people that tend to reach for spice to, if you have a bit of a bland meal, people that reach for spice and chili tend to reach less for salt. And so what they find, there's a few studies across the USA, Italy, and other areas of Europe and China, where they found that people that enjoy a lot of chili tend to live longer. Now, we don't know why that is. It's a weak correlation. But one of the things we've found is that we tend to have less salt when we reach for chili. And salt, we know, has a lot of high blood pressure and other issues. So I really enjoy it. I like chili for health. I like chili for the heat. And I do enjoy a bit of heat in the meals. So I say I'm an 8 or a 9.
All right, I'll write that one down, 8 or 9. You're beating Jonathan Beale, our news reporter at the moment. Christian Morrow, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Christian Morrow, he's an Associate Professor of Science and Medicine at Bond University, talking us through the science of spice this afternoon.